Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Today on the God Pod.
Here's another question I had. What are you doing to stave off the existential dread and anxiety of these times? You know, what with the world ending and everything.
Hot showers.
Ooh. That's smart.
But like lava hot, like real.
Really?
Scald you almost.
Yeah.
Like if a man hops in the shower after you. Yeah, that type of.
I was going the other way. I've been going cold showers.
Well, that's why you're dead inside.
I'm dead inside because I'm God.
Karma does not exist.
Oh, it totally doesn't. No.
Yeah, you have to push for justice yourself.
Exactly. Karma doesn't exist. Astrology doesn't exist.
Now, you know, stop right there.
Astrology exists, sir. It exists, sir.
Stop right there, goddammit.
Wait, what? Damn, I love having you both here today. Two ladies on the podcast at once, having a conversation with each other about things that are not the host. I think we passed the Bechdel test now.
Women talking.
What a crazy concept.
What a world. Yeah. Wow. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we use comedy to save the multiverse from complete and utter collapse.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I just tweaked that. Yeah, the power of comedy compels you to stop being evil. That's what comedy is, right?
Absolutely.
Right. It's a magical power. It's not like, you know, equivalent to magic tricks. Okay.
Cute.
I'm here today with what, some whispering going on there, Moses?
Oh, sorry. I didn't think
you can escape my watchful eye. Think again.
I was just whispering over here going, cute, cute, cute.
Oh.
You're whispering sweet nothings.
Yes, yes.
Moses is like, what are you, like 6,000 years old? I forget.
Yeah.
And he's got a baby and it's cute and precious.
Yes. Deletable.
Oh, no, it's not deletable.
Okay, fine.
What's deletable? Your baby?
No. No, of course not.
Was that your wife going, what? So what's up, gang? How's it going?
You know how it is.
This is my first time being in this group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, Psyche. Jesus couldn't make it today. Thanks for filling in, Psyche.
Oh, well, all I know is you wrote and you go, hey, Jesus is out today. And that's all I read because I was in the middle of another recording. And I was like, I thought we already knew he was out. Like, I thought we did that at the live show, you know? And then it took me a second and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll fill in.
Right. It is National Coming Out Day and Week, and Jesus is celebrating.
He's very out kind of you proud to fill and in celebrating.
It's also Indigenous Peoples Day. And it's,
did you say indigenous people?
Indigenous. Don't try to cancel me.
And then,
No. I was just wondering. It's like
I'm slurring my words. This coffee is hitting hard.
Ingenious
people days.
Yeah, because that's true. Native science is super dope.
Coming out day and indigenous people. It's also Columbo Day.
Yeah, Columbo the detective. The detective. He's pretty cool. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about the next party. It's coming up on Thursday night, 10/28/2021. We branded this Satan's Halloween party, and you're invited.
Yes.
Yeah. That's way cooler than when it's God's party, right? God's party, you're like, what are we going to do? That sounds like church.
No, it's just going to be wild and crazy and fun, and I'm going to love every moment of it.
Satan's party, you know, there's ecstasy there. You can get anything. You know, there's no question. You know you can get what you want. Anyway.
What would Moses' party be like?
Well,
they're going to play canasta. There's going to be a shuffleboard. Right. Someone's going to attempt to use a limbo and go down the limbo and then get stuck that way.
Now, here's the thing, though. We would have to stretch those games throughout the whole week. So it would have to be a week-long party. Because I can't do that all in one day. I'd have to take too many naps.
Gefilte fish for a snack.
Nothing.
Some black and whites.
Just everything bagels. Everything bagels.
Just bagels.
And we just sit
around. That's more my speed. Anyway.
There's one table where my family complains the whole time. They just sit around and go, why does this bagel have everything and I have nothing?
But then start eating it.
Exactly.
This bagel has everything and I have nothing.
Right.
You know what? We might have to make it a Moses Thanksgiving.
Okay. Interesting. I think I could swing that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just bagels.
Bagels and diapers. Welcome to my world.
All right, well, if you want to go to Satan's Halloween party, link to this live comedy Zoom event is in the description of this episode. We'd love to see you there. Of course, patrons of the God Pod are automatically get into the party for a cheaper rate. Some quick reminders. This podcast is awesome. Make sure to follow us, give us 5 stars, and write us a review. We'll read your review on air like we're about to do right now. Our first review is from someone named Pagan Raygun. Psyche, do you want to read that one?
I do. Pagan gives mostly Abrahamic podcast 5 starts despite being mostly Abrahamic. Did I say that right?
That's how it was spelled, starts.
Yeah.
But obviously, stars. They meant 5 stars.
Give it 5 starts too. Yeah. Like we try to start this thing 5 times, then realize we're not caffeinated enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Full disclosure. Cool. We're exhausted. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Oh yeah.
It's hard holding the fabric of the universe together.
It is.
So Pagan Raygun, G-U-N.
Reagan, says, like Ronald Reagan.
No, ray gun.
Oh, like a ray gun.
Ray gun, yeah.
Like ray gun. Right. Yeah.
I'm a pagan, but I still love this podcast. How about some positive deity representation outside of the Abrahamic pantheon, though, huh? I do love all you guys, though, and the levity you bring to a burning trash fire of existence in this timeline is invaluable, and I thank you all. For real, though, I am a pagan, and I would love to discuss the benefits of becoming pagan again in the face of our climate disaster. There's lots of us. Avoid the rush, become pagan. Also, I have a crush on Psyche. I give this podcast 5 pentagrams. Wow. Pagan Reagan. Great. Thank you.
I kind of agree with you there. I do think, we actually, it could save the world because you're moving back to indigenous practices. Mm-hmm. Funny that we're recording it today.
Yeah.
And indigenous folks tend to have more of a connection to nature, and nature is seen as an intricate part of religious practices and a necessary part of religious practices. So keeping nature sound and safe is necessary for those practices. I get it.
That was like a trailer speech for this episode. You see trailers, take that one portion of the movie and they go, throw it in the trailer. That's right there.
Absolutely ingenious.
I agree. I agree with Pagan Reagan. I do.
Pagan Reagan. I mean, I feel like that was a mouthful. And I hope I said
that's like, right. Yeah. Pagan
Reagan. You just got to be mindful of, you know, if you are switching back to indigenous religious practices, right. Do it in a mindful and a respectful way.
I love that.
There are some things that are endangered, especially that you could use for those practices. You could use other things, for instance, like Palo Santo. It's being over-farmed. So, yeah.
What does it mean, becoming pagan? Why is that good for the climate? Is that like going Amish? You're not using electricity
anymore? Well, think about it. Abrahamic religion, specifically white Abrahamic Christianity, has been used as a tool to enslave half the world. Really? Let's say 60%.
Yeah.
So, if whiteness is intrinsically linked with your religious practices, the odds that it's going to be really, really fucking terrible are very high,
right?
Especially if you are from the Bible Belt, right, and you see Jesus as a driving an F-150 and pollution as your God-given right.
Jesus, exactly. Tough.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then moving back to religious practices that incorporate nature and the preservation of nature as part of the ability to communicate with God is possibly a way that we can start treating the earth better.
Oh, okay. Oh. So pagan is like, when I think of pagan, I think about like the pagans from the old days.
Yeah, pagan is like a catch-all term.
Because can include like, you know, Native American religions.
Yeah, it's like the people use it like a catch-all term.
That's a critical
African traditional religious practices. It could include a whole bunch of things.
So does having Psyche here with us count as expanding beyond the Abrahamic tradition? Not really.
I mean, we could get Shiva in here.
We used to date, full disclosure.
She was too good for you.
But she dumped me.
She was too good for you.
She dumped me. Yeah, I deserved it.
Wow, that's a therapy session I'd love to get into.
Please do. You guys have a lot to unpack.
You know, we're in a good place. Anyway, there's so many headlines from this too. A burning trash fire of existence. I nominate that. Five pentagrams.
Pagan Reagan. And that makes me very happy today.
I can't get past the thought of like Ronald Reagan as a pagan. I don't know. I guess that's his son. Anyway, the atheist. The next one, we got a couple reviews here from Daniel over on Castbox.
Oh, wow. A lot.
Yeah. Well, he's very passionate. We see you, Daniel. He said, for one thing, this is the best podcast fucking ever. Hey, from Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Daniel. Thank you. And he also says, Christians back in the early 80s wore a mask when they were around gay people because of the AIDS virus, the HIV virus. So, but they can't wear a fucking mask now, you know, for COVID. That's really, wow.
I enjoy the mask. I don't have to talk to my fans, you know?
So yeah, newsflash, they're the worst.
Yeah. Newsflash, it is real.
Yeah, Israel.
Oh, Debbie gave you a 5-star. Deborah,
yeah.
Deborah Davis.
Yeah, you want to read it, Psyche?
Oh, I just got excited. I love the name Deborah. I just think it's so like...
You got Psyche.
Fun about it. Fun,
yeah, Deborah. Debbie said... Deborah. Yeah, let's get it right. Deborah. She, you know...
Deborah Davis.
She could always change that to 1-star if she's like, don't call me Debbie! I love all the God Pod characters and enjoy their fun awesomeness. Can't wait until the next party, October 28th. I'm hoping God has Judas join in and maybe explain himself.
Ooh, oh boy. I can't wait for that.
That's another one we got to get.
I agree.
We just had Joseph Smith on for some reason.
Did you hear
that?
That was so fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were there.
I was a fan.
Yeah. Did you like Joseph?
Yeah. I thought he brought a nice, squareness to the show that we needed.
But I don't think that we put him on trial enough.
But we have to work into it. You know, we can't just go on the attack all the time. Everything needs to be heard.
Yes,
and, you know, God, we're working through.
Yeah. Mary, the last episode, Joseph Smith was here.
Interesting. Why?
Satan brought him from hell. Basically.
Oh, okay.
And,
that was a good
he'd
podcast.
Been begging Satan, and Satan begged me on his behalf, and so I grilled him pretty hard. But he, like most cult leaders, is a charming psychopath. And he was charming some of our more gullible castmates.
Was this to discuss the stoking? Was that?
Yeah, we discussed stoking. We did. We did. Oh, okay. We did discuss that amongst other things. So,
he explained how he married a child.
Okay. Did he talk about the whole black people thing?
No. Not enough. Okay. Not enough. Okay. And tried to play it off like, you know, just play it blah, 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 blah. So, would you want me to bring Joseph Smith back? So,
I mean,
to face
if
the
you
heat
want.
From you? Yeah, no.
I'm not going to say anything. I would like to talk to Black Mormons, though.
Yeah.
How do you square the circle on that one?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or gay Republicans.
Mm. Yeah. That too. Or, I understand. Gay Republicans.
We can keep going down the list, but.
Yeah. The cognitive dissonance. Like, I want to know.
Cognitive
like, how's
dissonance
that work
is real.
How does that work for you?
We should. Yeah. Well, there's lots of guests we have to get to. And believe me, I'm working on not being such a lazy fuck. But it's hard because I am. I'm just know that God is doing the best I can.
There you go. Great job. See, it's working. I was going to say you should probably reframe that because that sounded very negative.
What? What sounded negative? Admitting that I'm lazy?
Yeah. Well, you sounded negative and then you reframed it there and that was nice.
Oh, yeah. I need sleep.
God,
so,
not sleep because you watched a lot of TV shows this weekend?
I've been watching some TV. What have you been watching? Some things?
Finished a while ago. I was ahead of the trend, but I did watch the famous and fabulous Squid Game.
Yes.
Oh, you did? You finished?
I did.
So who else has seen this?
I have.
You watched all the episodes?
Yep.
Moses?
Catched them all in one evening.
And, are you serious?
Yeah, it's the best fucking show. It's so cool.
Holy shit. Okay. So just so you know.
Spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert.
I've only watched one episode.
Ooh.
Okay. Well,
ooh.
That's terrible.
Shame.
I just watched the first episode last night, and wow, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It has a lot to say, and I can see it all coming. I think,
mm-hmm.
It's been done before. Let's be real, but never as good as this. This is the best I've seen. What remember Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Which one?
Running Man. There've been shows before. There's been Black Mirror. There's been all kinds of things about people. Okay, so if you don't know anything about this, Smite Game, it is it's like
Smite Game.
Smite Game.
Actually. Yeah, you should turn. Actually, we should play that for the party. Smack.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll come up with a scary. And you know what? It's good. It's a good thing for this month because it's scary.
Yes.
But it's a good spooky. Kind of scary. Like, I don't like, you know, things that are cheesy, cliche scary. You know, like, zombies
Midnight
and blah,
Mass.
Blah, blah.
Did you like Midnight Mass?
I haven't seen Midnight Ass yet. No.
Ooh, watch Midnight Mass Ass.
Oh, Mass.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I would like a show called Midnight Ass.
Midnight Ass, that's a different one. And it's very good though. It's very good and Smite Game and it has got a lot to say, right, about society that the humans are living in. And And I really identify. I how much can I talk about the first episode at least?
Sure.
Like, I think everybody knows what it's about,
yeah.
Right?
I think right. At this point, if you haven't seen the first episode, you know, we're really having issues.
Yeah, fuck off. So if you haven't seen the first episode, if you don't know. So it's like people that are in debt, right, are collected uh-huh. by these rich people running a game. Where they bring them to it's basically like you can win a lot of money, but you can also get killed. Right.
Right.
And someone is watching and enjoying it all for entertainment.
Right.
It could be one, could be around the world, rich people. I don't know. I don't know yet. I've only watched one episode, but I'm like, shit, this is like me. Watching the news every day.
Yes.
Yeah, and just not doing anything.
Yes.
But it's got a lot. It's really, yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, isn't it?
Because... I mean, is it fucked up or is it like just, you know what? God, I feel like you need to binge it all and we talk about it on next week's episode because yeah. There's so much that I want to discuss. And I just, it just, I don't know. I feel like there's a question that I have for all of you. Do you think that you would survive all the games?
No. Absolutely. And first of all,
is that what this is about?
That's hubris to even think you could just go and be like, oh yeah, you know, like I'll do my best. It's hubris, but also like obviously an allegory about how capitalism has ruined life.
It's a metaphor for what it's like moving around in the world today. You make the slightest mistake, bang, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're just broke because you're an alcoholic, and a gambler, or because you could have gone to school and you're still fucking broke as a joke because you're in debt. And it's all just basically serves to keep everybody under control of the massively wealthy, which, as we know, truly run the world. Mm-hmm. And so it's all just a game for them, and it's their fun little game to watch all the poors suffer. Yeah, just like in Succession. It's just like in Succession, and just like in life. You know what? What I kind of felt watching the first episode, I was like, this is what it's like navigating Facebook and Instagram's community guidelines. I mean, you can apply it to anything. You can apply it to literally fucking anything. And it's like, make one mistake, fucking you're dead.
You're done.
That's there's way more serious things you could apply it to. But yeah, I'll have to continue watching it. I can see now why, you know, basically I started watching them. I'm like, man, this has got a lot of hype. Let's see what this is about. Like a lot of people, I think. And yeah, no, it's good.
And was it worth the hype to you, do you think?
Fuck yes.
Okay, good.
I mean, I'm not going to stay up all night.
Right.
You know, because I had a show to prepare for today.
Right.
Another thing that I have not seen is this new, I guess, comedy special on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet either. About?
I have not either.
Mary?
I haven't either.
All right. We got a full
quorum. Look, the table's turned.
We haven't watched Dave Chappelle's new comedy special. Now, let's talk about it and judge it for as long as possible. No, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just know that on the one hand, people are offended and about trans rights issues. And on the other hand, there's the fans who are like, if you are offended by it, I am going to unfollow you, God. And people, they're fucking insane.
Wow.
Yeah, no. And I just know, I don't want to, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I know that it was considered very transphobic. And there is a showrunner on a big Netflix show who is boycotting Netflix or refusing to work for them anymore until they stop giving air. Dear White People.
Wow. Oh, well, now I really got to get to the bottom of all this.
Yeah, now we got to watch another thing. You just got to see what the hype's about. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
You don't.
Yeah. All I know is that everybody getting so worked up.
I have no thoughts, but I do want to remind everyone that Black trans women are, I think, the most affected, almost, demographic when it comes to... like their life expectancy
being murdered. Really, yes.
Yeah. So please let's be as kind as we can be to our Black trans folks. And that also means supporting tangibly with money. I believe it's called the Okra Project. If anyone is looking to throw some money to a Black trans-led organization, I believe it's trans-led. And yeah, that's a good way. They really do come through for a lot of folks. So Yeah. That is where think we should focus.
I have not watched the last. I have not watched this special, but I did watch the last four, and they all were basically the same shit. This guy complaining about cancel culture and about transgender issues and complaining. And why is he doing this? I can tell you right now from a business standpoint. He is following the Joe Rogan playbook, okay, which is using this wedge issue to garner attention, and it's working. And in which to convert that outrage into money. And simultaneously, what you get with this is when people are attacking you, you get a bunch of people jumping in front of you, you know, because there's this, it's almost like reverse psychology. It's like this thing where if someone's being attacked, everybody's racing to defend them. Okay. I've experienced it when I used to post these like conversations with outraged religious people on Facebook. Those were huge, huge posts. Why? Because someone was attacking me.
Right.
That's literally fucking it. So this is a cynical, exploitative victimhood that he's doing here. And I don't think that's cool. I think he should be punching up instead of punching down. So I haven't seen it. And maybe I'm not going to see it because I've seen all the other ones. So if you have a problem with that, fuck you.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I can't speak to his motives anyway. In any way, shape, or form. So for me, it's just like, all right, it exists. We all get to agree and not agree. More than anything, I just want to see that, like, Black trans folks, like, protected.
Yeah,
because
I love
that. It really, really is a problem.
Yeah. What is the solution that all these people have a problem? Like, what is their solution? Stop that there should, where is it all going? You know,
I have no
people. Like, what is their solution? I don't get it.
I have no idea. So the thing is, I don't even investigate what the problem is because I don't see a problem. So
how it would be a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. They're like, oh, they're so uncomfortable because anyway.
Yeah. I can't speak to his motives. Can't speak to how he feels. But I can say that there is very much a tangible issue going on in society with how it treats the most marginalized of us. So
for sure.
We got to take
the
that.
Exactly. Like him, Joe Rogan, Venture, they will play the victim. Okay, and convert that into fame and money. But the real victims are out there nobody gives a fuck about like people that are actually victims. You know, you come out, you say that you were raped by a Supreme Court justice and everybody just calls you a whore. Okay, but if you talk about something and then people get upset, I could go on all day. It's just all bullshit. It's made to make money off of gullible rubes. And it's working because the competition for eyeballs and ears has never been more.
Yeah, intense. I think it's we're rubbing up on a deeper conversation about like how outrage is.
And
I
would
currency.
Know.
the fashion houses have, if you remember, there was a bunch of fashion houses that all got issues with like their fashions being racist. I think it was Gucci
right
not too long ago that had one where it was like a
right and they're yeah. clearly doing it intentionally.
Yeah, so well, that's the thing, I can't speak to the motives. All I can say is don't support them. And so yeah, it's nuanced.
Cynical,
it's kind of complex.
Fucks.
But it's the Okra Project, folks. Please remember that.
Oh, I love that.
If you've got a few bucks, throw it that way. They literally feed Black trans folks. And they put together like little like packages that are necessary for like survival and.
You know what? We should donate. We donate some of the proceeds from the party to. We've been doing St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, but let's switch it up and go for the Okra Project.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They would really appreciate that. I know that. So
all right.
That's awesome.
Well, I can't speak to how much we can donate because we've sold one ticket so far, but you know, there's still several weeks left, folks.
Anyway, we can do
that's a
it.
Cynical
we can do
exploitation.
It.
Hey, first of all, I want y'all coming to the party. God, are they allowed to have their video on?
For sure.
Oh yeah. I want y'all coming to the party. If you feel comfortable, please dress up, have your video on because mm-hmm. you really want to see what you guys look
we're
like.
We're going to have special avatars
mm-hmm.
that I have.
We're going to have a competition. Yeah. We might have a competition for who
costume
has like the
contest.
Best outfit.
Oh,
that'd be super
dope.
I can't wait for the costume.
That would be super dope.
Yeah, and if any of you guys want to dress up like us, that would be super cool.
Oh my god, wow. That would be so awesome.
I know.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Let's go. Yes.
Let's go.
That's exciting.
Yeah, okay. So I'm expecting some tickets to get
yes.
purchased.
Link
so.
Is in the description.
Let's go, folks. Yeah, and if you're a Patreon, you're already in there. Yeah. Like I told you.
Let's move on from that discussion to our next segment called What the Hell? Although that could have applied to the last thing we were talking about. interesting post here from @SiobhanJanae says, I'm getting really sick and tired of hearing about the labor shortage when 700,000 people have died from COVID and the people who are alive are burnt out, yes, treated poorly, and paid below a living wage. Please eliminate, quote, no one wants to work from your vocabulary like yesterday. Yes. Has anyone else heard someone say this? No one wants to work anymore. Because I have.
Yeah, oh, everyone's sure. thinking a lot. Yeah.
No one wants to work anymore, Mary. I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you that it's only going to get somewhat worse. So there's a lot of unionizing going on. That's really great to see. If you guys can as well, support any strike funds that are in your area. Kellogg's workers have been on strike.
We were
and they're being told
that
they don't want to work. So, yeah.
We talked about Dr. Kellogg, too. Yeah, we got into it last episode, Mary.
Yes. So it's pretty cool to, I guess, to see folks like advocating for themselves. But it's a lot of you guys don't want to work.
They don't want to work.
So, and then
for
you
nothing.
Ask them, oh, it's $8 still. We will not be increasing the wages until the state makes us do it. And it's just, if you can't afford to pay folks a living wage, I don't think you can call yourself a successful business.
No.
Can you?
No.
And you're right. It could just get worse. You know, at this point, it's
whole
just
fucking system's broken. So yeah, exactly. So here's more. These bosses playing the victim because no one wants to work for $5 an hour. But that's a good point too. People have died, and it's like no one gives a fuck.
Nope.
No one cares.
Right.
They're just keep working. I think everyone needs a long vacation.
Yes.
Like the longest. Paid for by Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
USA goes on mental health vacation for like 2 years, paid for by the billionaires. What do you think? They could do it too.
Yes.
I'm down.
They could fucking do it. It starts here. It starts now. 4-day work week. Let's move on to Ask God. We got one question this week because we just answered a bunch in the last show, which was like 2 days ago. Yeah, we go hard. Squirrel in the Coney says, hey, at God, did you feel the love when two of your angels hugged today?
Aww.
Remember, God, you are loved. Yeah, this is true. Two of our angels, two of our patron, they met. They hung
Stop.
Out.
Stop. Really?
Can you feel the love when the angels hugged? That's
gonna get sued by Mickey Mouse.
I realized I have not sung this whole episode, and that's just like that's weird.
Oh yeah.
So, I just slip one in there.
I didn't realize that was a key character trait of
Mickey
Mouse.
Oh, for sure.
You love to sing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the whole thing.
Cool. I like to sing.
I
too.
Love karaoke. Oh, cool. You didn't see the upgrades I've made in heaven. I put a whole karaoke studio in there.
Oh, we should have karaoke.
Oh,
night.
That's right. We should have karaoke together.
The legality about that kind of scares me. I really don't want to get sued by Mickey Mouse. He's fucked me before.
Mm. We'll think about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
We might have like a backing track.
Anyway, thanks, Squirrel Oconee. It is good to remember that I'm loved. And when you feel just depressed or worn out or burn out, you know, or anxious, that's when you gotta, you know, be grateful, be thankful, count your blessings, and remember that you're loved.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, Anyway, moving on. It's time for Ask Humans.
You just left that. Just
I don't know. You are.
Sorry. Yeah, you are. You. God loves you.
So I've been answering so many questions over the years. And lately I've been asking humans questions back. You know, you're not the only ones that can be annoying. I can be annoying too. And it's good, great for engagement. So here's one that did well. I asked on Twitter, if I gave animals the ability to speak, which one do you think would be the rudest?
Ooh, boy,
this fired
I
up
saw
the humans.
This.
Mm-hmm. I feel like an alligator would curse you the fuck out. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Someone said squirrels. I've seen a squirrel stare my wife down after she took some fruit off the tree in our backyard and stare me down. Cats are getting a lot of votes.
What about, what was Timon and Pumbaa? Timon, what kind of?
Warthog, like a meerkat? And a meerkat.
Don't you think a meerkat would be sassy?
Definitely.
It's still, yeah.
What is
it's
it?
Still
what
in the
about
cat
how they
family.
Stick their heads yeah. in the? Okay.
It's still, yeah. still a lot. Yeah, I would say that cats are the overwhelming winner here from me reading these responses. Which has everyone forgotten camels that spit on you?
Oh right.
Rude.
Right.
Poodles.
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 Right.
Ooh,
1%.
Yeah.
Karen poodles. What about yeah, camels. They said camels already. Damn it.
I would say owls.
Owls.
What about pigeons that shit on you?
I'm gonna stick with the meerkat. I don't know
you
why.
Just don't like,
that.
You just don't like Timon.
I'm just sticking with owls just because you look at the owl, they just stare back. Look at their faces. It's like, you know, they want to say something, but they can't.
Yeah, they're going to say, who? Yeah. Who? Who? That's not rude.
Who?
If they were like, who says so, then we got a problem. Like, owl, eat this food. Who says so? Like, there's an old George Carlin line that... If you just keep saying who says so long enough, you will wind up in jail. And it's so true. Yeah, cats are getting all the votes, but I got to go with camels because they spit on you. Any animal that spits on you, I was going to say that's rude.
What about an emu? Because they like to like bite at you. They're like, you know. No, maybe this isn't a question for me. I seem to be coming up with the most obscure animals, and
I don't know. Moses and
yeah,
Moses.
You're like, what about an ocelot? You know,
how about those wombats? How about those?
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, Moses voted for owl. Psyche voted for meerkat. I voted for camel. Mary, what do you got? I forget.
I really think a poodle.
A poodle. Poodle. Like all right, these are fantastic answers. Thanks, gang. This has been Rudest Animal Alive, created by God. All right.
Yay.
I have a question for the gang here. Any requests for guests you'd like to meet on the God
Judas.
Pod? Because apparently we can just like ask anyone and get a yes or no answer now. Yeah, okay, Judas, yes.
I would like to meet Cupid.
Cupid, your husband,
can you get him? I would not like to meet Cupid. I would like the world to meet Cupid on the God Pod.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very comfortable.
Here's the thing. We have to expand
to my life.
If we keep going down this road, Psyche, and just handing jobs nepotistically to the people that we know, we are going to just continue to be an Abrahamic podcast. And we need to, you know, expand our horizons. So,
what about Sherry O'Terry? She's funny.
I don't know.
Is this a reference to a white person? I don't know. I think it is. Steve Garnacki.
Steve Garnacki.
Is she the female Steve Garnacki?
No, Moses, Sherry O'Terry, remember from SNL back in the 90s?
Oh, okay.
Funny, no. Steve Garnacki.
We got an email into Seth Rogen, and they're like, what does God want to talk about? And so we're in discussions right now. I don't know if I should be saying. Here's another question I had. What are you doing to stave off the existential dread and anxiety of these times? You know, what with the world ending and everything.
Hot showers.
Ooh. That's
smart.
But
like lava hot, like real.
Really?
scald you almost. Yeah. Like if a man hops in the shower after you. Yeah, that type of.
I was going the other way. I've been going to cold showers. Because
well, that's why you're dead inside.
Because I mix them up. I already have the scalding, but then I mix in a little cold. But I'm dead inside because I'm God. But how about you, Moses? I know you're a big fan of the showers.
I am. Those are always my go-to. If I could, I would take golden showers. Yeah, yeah.
You take like two a day, right?
If it's a slow day, yes. But
really?
Yeah. There's nothing like a shower. You know what? I'm not a big bath
person.
Do you
do the laundry? Because you must run through towels absolutely. Like nobody's business.
You know, I'm not a big bath person. Baths are great, but I rarely do them. But when I do, I'm always saying, why don't I do this more? And I never do. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Psyche, how are you staving off the existential dread?
Golden showers? No.
hey, I'm not going to shame you.
No, I'm a bath person.
Oh, you're a bath person?
I'm a bath person. So
how long is the appropriate bath?
Probably not appropriate, but I take about an hour and a half.
Wow.
That sounds normal, actually.
Because you know what? And, I do all my work on my phone in the bath. So I do it at the end of the night, right before I'm about to pass out. I
have you ever dropped your phone in the bath?
Once a week. Yeah.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
So heaven T-Mobile, when Psyche comes for the iPhone 13 and tries to trade it in, don't let her. Don't let her.
Wow. You see, I.
They're waterproof. What can I say?
I go in for half an hour and I feel guilty. I'm like, God, you know, you're wasting time. The universe needs you.
Yeah, but you don't have to just relax in the bath. I'm not
going to work in the shower.
I do work from the tub, sure. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. And then you get out and you feel all like dead inside still. So it's not working for me is what I'm saying. I don't know. I maybe just this is part of being God that you have
right.
a epic amount of existential dread at all times.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Cool.
So nothing's working, folks. If you have any ideas for how to stave off the existential dread of, you know,
let
us
know.
Everybody, let us know. Yeah. Be grateful. That's a good plan. All right. It's time for the Me Damn News. This made Woo-hoo! Me happy.
Parents want high school principal removed for listening to Iron Maiden. Students rally behind her. Not the Onion.
Like listening to it in class? Is that what it is?
Christian. Yeah. Outraged Christians.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Want to remove. Yeah. They want to remove a principal for listening to Iron Maiden. Wow. And all she did was stay
the assembly song.
No, it was just stating on her Instagram profile that she listens to Iron Maiden. So students at Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, have started a petition to keep the principal in response to these lunatic parents. But I just, you know, this is.
It's a cuckoo for cocoa puffs. I mean, like that's the problem.
They're hilarious.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, Canada. You know.
Canada.
You know, your innocent little things. They're really throwbacks to a more innocent time. You know, at least these parents are not like, you know, threatening the principal's life because of a mask mandate and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, or critical race theory. But, yeah, it's Iron Maiden. So I kind of like it. This is funny, but innocent.
Now, God, I think you, Canada is there. They're kind of doing those things.
They are doing those things too.
Oh, they are.
Damn it.
They actually, because I visited not too long ago, there was a bad bitch convention in Canada.
Cool.
And yeah, that there was also protests in the street against the mask mandate, to which I say, I think it's because of the universal health care, right? Because maybe if y'all didn't have it, healthcare would be a bit more exclusive because you'd have to pay out of pocket. And then with the exclusivity, like maybe like you wouldn't do this.
Mm.
You wouldn't protest the vaccines and the masks, maybe, if you had to pay out of pocket for COVID treatment. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was going to a dark place, but seriously.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart idea.
You're concerning me, Canada. You're looking good.
More and more like America all the time. Damn it.
Yeah, yeah, and you're spitting in it.
Yeah.
Moses is rubbing off on me.
What? Moses, no!
Yeah.
I mean... Wait. No, I'm not. I mean, that's that. No, but
wait, how are
not in that way, you bastard? In the I too am becoming an old curmudgeon.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That just sounded funny. It's like, you know, sometimes I'm watching football on my day off,
right?
And it's like, you know, the announcer is just like, there they went. They busted up a big one right up inside, you know, and I'm like, that's. That just sounds...
This is a sport where they smack each other.
Yeah, the tight end is wide open. Oh, he gave it to him.
Yeah,
so
sure is.
Anyway, my brain is there. Next
you like
story.
You want to read the next one?
Sure.
Elijah Wood says a Lord of the Rings orc design was based on the real-life orc Harvey Weinstein.
Wow.
Now, you got to look at this picture that he's referencing here. This looks... dead ass like Harvey Weinstein. So well done Lord of the Rings, good job. There's gonna be a new Lord of the Rings thing coming too, you know. There's new Lord of the Rings, there's new Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
these things never go away. JP Morgan boss Jamie Dimon, who is a huge billionaire 1% douche, has said to cut my $31.5 million pay would offend the board. And I just think this is funny. I've been watching this show Succession, and
I'm willing to take that risk.
Yeah, please. Are you sure? I don't think it would offend them that much.
You know, like, let's find out. Let's find it out. Does, yeah. And we can always, like, you know, go back on it, but let's try it and then, like, see what happens.
Exactly. This next story is fun. U.S. Marshals and Scranton police nab 9 sex offenders in Operation Dunder Mifflin.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So Scranton is really owning this office connection that they have.
Love it.
Yeah. I don't know what it was on. Yeah. So this operation was named in honor of the office. Despite the operation's name, the mission was serious. No shit. Article. I why did they call it Dunder Mifflin, though?
I don't know.
It's just because it was in Scranton.
Yeah, that word's based
Scranton. Literally only because it was Scranton. Right. Yeah, Kevin was not involved. Oscar was not involved. No one was involved from the show. So, well done, police. Well, way to name your operation with a funny name. And good job catching the sex offenders. Somebody's at least doing it. They're doing more about that than the Catholic Church.
Speaking of Prince Andrew,
yeah,
Scotland Yard has announced that they will no longer be investigating Prince Andrew.
Oh, shocker! Really? Wow. Shocker!
I know, what crazy stuff.
Crazy. Wow. I mean, the wow. super powerful billionaire is gonna get My away God. With. Wow!
Dang it! God. Wow!
Didn't see it coming. Gotta say,
I didn't for sure. Did not.
Fucking Satan! This hellscape. This is why we're depressed. Is there ever going to be any justice for anyone? Holy shit.
I think it helps when you realize karma does not exist.
Oh, it totally doesn't. No.
Yeah, you have to, you know, push for justice yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Karma doesn't exist. Astrology doesn't exist.
Now, no, stop right there.
Astrology exists, what? Sir. It exists, sir.
Stop right there, goddammit.
Wait, what?
Sir.
Sir.
Andrew Lloyd Webber hated the Cats movie so much he went out and bought a dog, not the onion.
Just saying.
Great delivery. That's a real headline. Yeah, I mean,
it is a headline, but if you're listening to the show, it just sounds like she was just frustrated and just yelled that out.
Bought a dog. Fuck cue existential dread. That's what I do. I come in the God Pod and somehow I laugh. Like I don't otherwise. Oh, and you know what a good show that I've been watching? Have you ever seen the show Nathan For You?
No.
Really hilarious. It's on HBO Max. Check it out. So moving on to politics. Biden declines Trump request to withhold White House records from January 6th committee. Good. Are there, you know, why does every minor step, like things that should be automatic, have to be celebrated? Like, I remember sitting here on the God Pod when this attack on the Capitol of the United States occurred. And and we were watching it as it happened on the pod. And we're like, wow, well, there are, all these people are going to prison. How naive and gullible. You know, what is reality for the humans? I don't understand why. And these same people, okay, so connected to that story, 84% of Trump voters worry about discrimination against whites, think Christianity is under attack, is a new poll. This is what the theme is today, gang. It's these false victimhood, like, you're not a victim.
I'm going to ask a lot of people. I'm going to ask a lot of people if you really do think that. Would you be a black person in America today?
Thank you. And that's a great point. And they've done that before.
If you say yes, you're lying.
They've done that before to like a room of those of them. And no one raised their hand. Right? Like this has been done. And yeah, they would never agree to that. Then they think that they're the ones under attack. I think that this is because Fox News and right wing radio and their entire organization scheme, they consistently every single fucking day act like they're the victims. And cancel culture is this horrible thing that's out to get everybody and on and on and on and on and on. And it's all done because it's this little psychological trick they're playing, okay? That it's because they like making money, okay? I'm going to be super fucking honest with you. You're getting tricked. You don't read the Listen, people only read the headlines. They don't read the fucking article. And in fact, in their case, they don't even read the headline on a link from a reputable news site. They read a screen cap of an outrageous headline from a fake news website and then take it as the gospel truth because it reaffirms their existing bias.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put that just on the media, though. I think, white fear of black retribution has been a concern ever since slavery,
right?
So they've kind of been waiting for it. So whether fake news was an issue or wasn't an issue, that would just be, I think, a concern that racist white folks would have.
True.
Both conservative and liberal ones.
It's almost like they've got this white guilt, right? White people. And there's one of two ways you can react to that. You can try to be an ally and make the world a better place. Or you can say, we're under attack. Mm-hmm. We need to be more evil. Like, they just keep doubling down on.
Or you can be an ally and actually be a fake ally and do things like the New York City. So, for instance, I always say it's not a liberal versus a conservative thing because New York City has the most segregated school system in the world,
right?
Or in the country, I should say, in the country. So based off of that, and then you see parents go on and have parent-teacher conferences and they're like dancing around the fact that they're saying they don't want children of color to come to their schools. And it's the same rhetoric,
right,
that the conservative folks that we talk about use, but it just sounds different and it sounds
more polite.
Highbrow. Exactly.
Ugh.
So, the issue is always whiteness and who.
Stop being racist, white people.
I would, you know, it's kind of played out by now.
Yeah,
is it still popping? Is
human,
it still
right?
Is it still the way it was before? Like, I can understand 50s and 60s.
Get some therapy for your deep-seated psychological issues, white people.
That's what I'm saying. Right. 30s, 40s, medicine. If you were middle class in America, that's it seemed like it would be all right, you know, upper middle class. But now, like, are you still getting the same benefit? If you are, maybe divest from that because you aren't. It's becoming like you're morally bankrupt.
Yeah, it's just. But the main thing is that it's out of fashion. It's old at this point.
It is so old. Be a human being. We are all human beings. Be kind.
Suck less.
You know. You know. Suck less, motherfucker. You know.
Suck less.
Damn, I love having you both here today. Two ladies on the podcast at once, having a conversation with each other about things that are not the host. I think we passed the Bechdel test now.
Women talking.
What a crazy concept.
What a world. Yeah. Wow.
Hello, my baby.
Yeah. We've really made it.
It's pretty cool. This was nice, Psyche.
This was so fun. You know, we're gonna have this.
A calming voice contest because the people have been asking for it. They have.
I don't think I have a calming voice. I think you have a calming voice.
Should I try and talk more calming, gang?
I think no. We have to have the depth.
It's just,
or else people would fall asleep.
I'm like insane. Yeah. So because
it's a good balance.
Because this world is so fucking upside down and backwards and people are so fucking insane.
Could you imagine Psyche and I just talking? Like, people would fall asleep mid-drive and stuff. Like,
that's right. I'm saving your life. Wake up. Watch out. Ooh, ooh,
yeah. Spike Vex.
Wake up.
Deer.
Spike Vex. Squirrel. All day. Squirrel.
Squirrel. Meerkat.
Watch out. Cop. Sold out. Okay, now speed up.
Yeah.
Let's discuss Moses. You there?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we lost Moses to the interwebs. Yeah. All right.
To the great unknown, the ether.
Damn it, Satan! He probably had to go change a diaper. Well, we love you, Moses.
Love you, Moses.
It's time to discuss the possible titles for this episode. This is something we've been doing. And you know,
I have an idea. It's not on here, but I'll let you go first.
Oh, good. Well, add it in. Yeah, it's a fun little game we're playing now where I try to, you know, highlight the fun phrases from the episode and like you listen to it for when the title gets said, and you can get that little rush of dopamine, like, they said the title. Mm. So for it's working. The headlines have been great lately. And it really helps me because it's one less thing that I have to worry about. Number one, burning trash fire of existence.
Okay.
No votes? Okay.
I like that as a name for other things.
Hmm. Number two, the best podcast fucking ever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I can.
Spike Vex.
I don't know if I can get away with the cursing. But number three, Smite Game.
You know, I like it.
We just did Smite Facts, you know, recently. Number four, the rudest animal God ever made.
Yeah, I like that one.
Number five, no one wants to work. Duh.
Nah.
No. Number six. Yeah, I don't want to work. Number six, removed for listening to Iron Maiden. No.
No.
No. No. These other ones are all meh. So
I think that it should be called Meerkat ... asshole.
Which meerkat hurt you? What? Wow.
I love meerkats so much. That's what's so ironic. I always make Cuba take me to the zoo to see the meerkats.
Well, how do you feel about having a rat as a pet?
I'm totally fine with that. I had a rat for sure.
Yeah. Because I heard.
I dated a rat, too.
Yeah. All right. They're not the rudest. All right. Well, if you, you know, you want to join in, let us know in the comments and whatnot which animal you think is the rudest. Thanks. So I think that's the one we're going with. The rudest animal that God ever made. It's just the most fun.
I love it.
All right. Cool. It's time for Bless Might and Second Coming.
I would like to bless all of you today. I feel so lucky that I got to be part of this show as I'm never around because it's always
Jesus takes the wheel. And this time Psyche took the wheel. So I want to bless all of you for just brightening up this day. I was not expecting this. I want to smite anyone that is transphobic. I just, you know, just that just really hurts. So shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. And second coming, more hangs with Mary.
Yes.
Let's do it. Actually, yeah, we should. For Patreons, maybe we'll read them a bedtime story.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, if you're down, Psyche, you know, you're always free to join us on Monday. I'm sure Jesus would love to have more time off. Less Jesus, more Psyche. Or whoever, you know, Jesus, you know, we love you, but you know, I'm sure he would be happy to work less. I guess I'll go. I would like to bless you for showing up last minute, Psyche. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And I would like to bless, Mary as well for, and just the two of you together. So fun. I would like to smite racist white people.
Yep.
Just look.
I like that.
Stop.
One.
Just please fucking just accept what you're doing, who you are. Look in the mirror, get some therapy. Just change. It's okay to change. It's okay to admit you were wrong. Fuck. God. The unexamined life is not worth living. Please just. Why are you like this? It's because of how you were raised. It's not too late. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I would like to second coming. Wow. Wow. Well, you had a great one, Psyche. Yeah. Second coming, more Psyche and more teachers listening to Iron Maiden and posting it on Instagram. More outraged Christian parents. Just keep pissing them off until their heads explode. That's the plan.
Yay.
That's I like that. That's what I got.
Okay. Well, okay. Bless. Shout out to Black trans folks.
Yeah. Yes.
For no reason.
Just for every reason.
Yeah. Just for existing. You know, shout out to y'all. Let's see. Smite. Let's say racist white people for this one, because, you know, it's always smite for them, but like an extra double like amount in dose. Mm. Also smite for Canadians who don't know how good they have it right now.
Ooh,
you don't like get that. It. You don't fucking get it. You need to fucking get it. Get it. Bitches. No, seriously. Like, wear a fucking mask. Like, come on. Come on. Let's see. And then second coming. Me and Psyche. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we will read y'all bedtime stories, but you can't be driving when you listen. And also, please don't write reviews where you tell us that you've like done dirty things to our voices.
That's yes, please. No. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. You know what? I don't care out there. Listen, just.
Unless, of course, you want to pay specifically for that, in which case. Only mags. On OnlyFans,
really? Okay. Bingo, bango. But don't make our ladies feel uncomfortable with your just disgusting desire. It's not gonna happen, bro. It's not gonna happen. Not. Ladies, just let it go.
We're deities. We could date literally anyone.
Yeah.
Like Frozen, let it go.
It's just,
you know what I'm saying?
Or just keep it to yourself at the very least. Damn.
Yeah. Don't tell me. I'm cool with that. Just don't tell me. Only Max coming.
Existence is hard enough.
Two OnlyFans.
Since it's hard enough.
All right. New commandment. Thou shalt not say you're under attack when you are categorically not under attack or in danger of any kind. Thou shalt not exploit this false, fake victimhood for attention and profit. The Lord has spoken.
Woohoo!
Yeah. This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.